this Barstool?
BarstoolSports.com. Is that right? BarstoolSports.com.
It's your boy KFC.
Become kind of a craze. Become kind of a craze.
Your boy Big Cat.
Kind of a craze. Kind of a craze.
And your boy Feidelberg.
So go to BarstoolSports.com. If you do, God bless you.
You listen to KFC Radio.
Earlier this year, DraftKings crowned its first ever fantasy golf millionaire. And with golf's second major starting this week, DraftKings is at it again with an event that's even bigger and even better than before. $2.5 million are up for grabs this golf season, so another millionaire will be made. DraftKings is America's favorite one-week fantasy golf site where there's huge cash prize tournaments every week. We're kicking it off with the U.S. Open next Thursday. So for all you golf junkies out there, get involved now. It's the biggest event of the golf season for DraftKings, and it kicks off a whole summer of tournaments where you can make money. Just all you got to do is draft six golfers, pile up the points, and you can pick up your cash. So head over to DraftKings.com now and use promo code KFC to play for free for your shot to become a millionaire. That's DraftKings.com and use the promo code KFC. It's Ladies Night 3.0. At least it was supposed to be Ladies Night, but we went through all the voicemails. And it seems like all the girls chickened out. So the only girl who was brave enough to join us for KFC Radio this week is your girl, Dana. Welcome her to the show. How's it going, babe?
Hello.
Yeah, so I don't know what it was. I mean, first two ladies' nights fights.
What a smooth babe that was.
You like? Just sneaking in?
That was real sly. I was, like, really snuck in.
Fights. I believe you were a part of both of the first ladies' nights. We had tons of girl voicemails. We had a lot of questions, a lot of stories from the ladies. Now we mixed intern Dana in, and all of a sudden, people, I don't know, maybe they're a little intimidated. Maybe they're a little jealous.
Girls don't really like me.
Oh, really?
I can't imagine why.
Yeah, that's just shocking to me, Dana. I can't imagine that you have problems with the ladies. Yeah, so listen, we got one voicemail from a girl, and the rest of you guys, the rest of you ladies, were all just chicken.
I want to get this out of the way first. I'm very uncomfortable this episode already. Because, one, I'm, like, right by Dave.
And that sucks.
It's like your parents are sleeping upstairs and you're trying to talk dirty, and that's going to be weird.
Oh, are you planning on talking dirty to Dana?
Two, Dana, like, is in the other room. So, like usually, like, when we talk on this, I say fucked up stuff, and, like, it's not real because no one's here. Like, I'm going to talk about sex. I'm going to hear Dana puke in the other room. So that's going to be awkward.
Well, the weirdest part is going to be when we're over, when it's done. And then you're just going to, like, run into her in the office and be like,
yeah, oh, yeah, what's up?
Yeah, so.
I can knock on the wall right now.
I was thinking the same thing. Like, after this is over, I'm just going to step out of this office and go to the front of the office. And you're going to be in the back of the office.
You guys should just, like, make an agreement. Like, we'll just see each other tomorrow. Pretend that none of this happened. That's usually what we try to do at KFC Radio. Just pretend none of it happened. Dana, do you listen to the show?
Yeah, I do. I have before, and I listened to it a few times before this, too, just okay. To refresh my brain.
So you are kind of aware of what you're getting into?
Yeah.
So Connor, our intern, goes through all the voicemails, mm-hmm. And I told him to maybe be a little more respectful than usual, because...
Thank you for that.
Yeah. We didn't need... I mean, you're new... I don't know. When you started as an intern, what did you expect? Did you expect to be, like, on the shows and doing rundowns and shit?
No, I didn't expect that.
So I figured that was the case. So
I mean, I didn't really know what to expect.
Well, let me just start off right here then, because the one and only voicemail we got from a girl was just from just the most bitter, jealous chick out there. So we'll just start off with her. It's kind of
great.
On top.
Start off on a high note.
Uh-huh.
So my question is for Dana, and I just really have to know, like, why did you sign up to be an intern at Barstool? Like, do you want the attention? Do you want to hook up with one of these guys? Or do you just want to be, like, Jenna Marbles or something? I'm dying to know, and I really have to know.
So there's our first hater of the day. Why'd you sign up for Barstool? She's only giving you three options here, if you notice. You either want to hook up with us... You either want attention or you want to be Jenna Marbles. Apparently, that's the only reason.
It's got to be one of those three, because there's no other
possibilities, apparently.
Well, I also want to get this out there that I didn't know Jenna Marbles worked for Barstool until after I had already asked to be an intern. I didn't know that was a thing.
Far too many people don't know that.
Like 1,000%, I didn't know she worked here.
That's like the main beef with Barstool and Jenna.
That's nobody knows, but she never says.
Yeah. Well, then, yeah. Then I found out, and then I looked into it more, and I was like, "Wow, this is actually a thing. I didn't know that." So it was definitely not to be like Jenna Marbles, because I didn't know that was a thing until after I already asked.
So I'm thinking it's clearly because you wanted to hook up with one of us. It's got to be the obvious answer, right?
Those guys are so hot.
Hey, you're laughing a little bit too much there, Dana, okay? We can laugh like that. That's rude. You're being rude.
No, the very first reason was because I was sitting there and all my friends had internships, were applying for internships, were, like, doing something productive with their lives this summer. And I was thinking,
you decided to go the opposite way.
I was going
to
say, you were clearly not one of them, because you ended up here.
I cannot go back and be a waitress again at the Red Parrot. I can't do that with my life. I don't want to be waitress forever. So I was thinking, what is the one place? I didn't have a resume. I didn't have anything. I was so unprepared. I was like, well, how could I get an internship without a resume, like, with, like, as little experience as I have? Like, what could I do? And so I was sitting there. I was like, what if I just, like, message Dave on Facebook and ask for an internship? And my friends were, I was like, what do I have to lose? I either don't have an internship still, or I get an internship.
Well, you barely have an internship now, yeah. Just so you know that, okay.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I'm doing something better than waitressing. I feel like it's a little step up from waitressing.
Yeah, I say so. Fuck yeah. I mean, you got a bunch of Twitter followers now, at the very least. That's good.
Yeah,
huh?
So I messaged him on Facebook, and he said I could have an interview. And I didn't expect that to happen, so then I started panicking. Because I expected him to just ignore me.
Well, I mean, there's your answer, girls. For all the haters out there who assume that Dana just wants attention or whatever. Long story short, she just didn't want to be a waitress. There's your answer.
It was the same thing everyone else wanted.
You know what? That's the perfect answer. It's like, why do you have your job? Why do you do what you do?
I wanted to get an internship the laziest way possible. So that's how I did it.
You fit right in already, girl. You are already one of the crew.
That is the reason why. It wasn't for the attention. That wasn't it. I didn't expect that to happen. I didn't expect to get 20,000 Twitter followers.
Well, okay, so you didn't expect the attention. Clearly the attention has followed, though. So, I mean, you got to be feeling yourself a little bit right now, no? The head's growing a little bit?
I don't think so. I'm, like, scared. I'm more scared of it.
What scares you?
It's not an easy feeling having 20,000 people looking at everything you say.
Oh, really? Really? That's interesting. That's funny, because I thought it was really easy all this time to just be, like, constantly judged by the general public for every single thing that you do. And, you know, you look around the rest of the office, who was, you know, we're not exactly drop-dead gorgeous. So, yeah, I think we kind of know where you're coming from with that idea.
I think I hit a sore spot.
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I mean, it's not as great. I mean, I have to think about what I say more than I used to. I used to just tweet constantly and just not care what I said or how I said it. And now I'm, like, thinking about the 20,000 people that are going to be like, you're a basic bitch. You're a tryhard.
Well, I will say this. Fights, we all, you know, all the bloggers get shit on a lot and a lot of heat, and we're always getting judged and shit. You're in a tough spot. I feel like you're handling it pretty well, because everything you do is instantly getting judged, like, 10 times worse than the guys do. I mean, right away, you were thrown into the mix as, like, an intern, like you said, didn't even expect to be on here, and all of a sudden people are judging you on the rundown, judging you on your performance on the blog. Like, people need to just pump the brakes a little bit. Girl's here for, like, 2 weeks in the summer. Calm down, guys. Jesus. Fights, so from the office perspective, Dana, so far as an intern, good, bad?
Fantastic.
Yeah?
Fantastic.
He doesn't talk to me.
Oh, here we go. Let's get juicy.
Well, this is, you've seen The Office, how The Office is set up. Like, it's not a party. Everyone kind of just comes in. I was thinking about it last night when I got home from sitting in my chair all day. I put down my bag and took out my laptop and fucking sat in my chair at night. And, like, I was like, I don't move at all fucking day. And no one in the office moves. We just all sit here. So I don't sit in the same room as any of the interns. I don't talk to anybody. That's Dr. Lewis here and there, but it's very brief.
That's very true. No one talks in the office. It's silent in here every day.
Yeah. It's kind of like when on the Blackout Tour, everyone thinks it's like it's a party all the time. Like, no one says anything to anybody.
I remember that, like, the few, I was coming up for bro shows a couple times in the summer a few years ago. It was like a goddamn morgue.
It's a depressing place.
That's another thing I want to get in there is people keep asking me what happened to my confessional videos. Why don't I post them anymore? Why don't I do that? It is impossible. Nothing happens here. No one talks. I don't. And they put me in a room with a camera and say, talk about your day. I'm like, I sat there and that's it.
So you're really like, you're learning a lot and it's very interesting here at your internship as you basically
I am learning a lot about tweeting and getting followers and things like that.
Have you had the panic attack yet where like you didn't get 10 retweets on something and you want to kill yourself?
No, I don't know.
It'll come. That's actually one of like our rock bottom moments as bloggers, where it's like I actually care about how many retweets and favorites we get, John. I'll check right after
I send a tweet, and if it doesn't have like 10 right away, I like get red faced. I'm like sweating.
I'm like, gosh, I'll delete it. I can't delete it. Then they're gonna know I deleted it. Just retweet.
Really?
It's pathetic. I'm not going to lie. It's pathetic. It's terrible.
I mean, I haven't really thought
about it. It's like telling a joke that no one laughs at. Yeah. It's fucking awkward.
It's like bombing at like
No one laughs at me all the time. I make jokes and people just stare at me blankly. I laugh at myself more than anyone laughs at me. So I get that. I'm like all about that.
Whatever, man. As long as someone's laughing, you're having a good time. It's all matters. All right. So let's dive into some of these voicemails. Like I said, tried to keep it, you know, somewhat respectable for our girl Dana here, but we got some good ones. So let's start off with Lying to Girls.
Yo, what's up, KFC, Big Cat Bike, Dana, Sam in Michigan. So I was in Vegas for the weekend with my friend, and I'm kind of a bigger dude. I'm like 6'4", 250. I can definitely pull off the NFL, like, blocking tight end or fullback position. So one of my buddies kept telling girls that I just got drafted in the NFL and did that all three nights, and I got laid all three nights. So my question is for you guys, what's the dumbest lie you've told a girl at a bar that's worked? And I guess, Dana, what's the dumbest lie that you've actually bought from a guy at a bar? Let me know. Viva.
All right, so dude goes out to Vegas. He's kind of a bigger guy. His friends run around telling all the girls in the club that he's in the NFL, and it works out well. He ends up hooking up all three nights. So his question is about lying to girls at the bar. Dana, we've talked about this on our show a million times before, and me, Fights, and Big Cat usually kind of – the idea that we usually put out there is that you lie to chicks, you know, but it's kind of like playful. Like girls know that you're lying, and you're kind of just having fun with them. Do you, what's your perspective on that? Like, will you just straight up believe some of these guys' lies? Do you know if guys are lying, but you kind of go along with it as, like, fun? Or do you just call guys out on their bullshit?
Just saying, it's not a, like, if people, like, come to the bar, they come to me, and they're like, hey, you're pretty, and I'm like, thanks, and I walk away. That's what happens. So,
hey,
it's...
That's a wonderful thing right there, Dana. If people just came up to me, and they were like, hey, man, you're fucking great looking, you're handsome, and walked away... That would be the best life I could possibly imagine.
I had on Friday night, this is how low my standards have sunk, a kid came up to me and went, hey man, you could be in shape if you wanted to. And I was like, yes, fuck yes. Like, that's wicked nice. That's like the nicest thing you could say to me. Like, if you wanted to, you look like you could be in shape. I was like, awesome, perfect.
Hey, I'll take that too. I'll take anything I can get at this point. So Fights, you were... paparazzi got you over the weekend in Newport, huh?
Yeah, our lion days are over, man.
Your what?
Our lion days are over.
Well, we don't have to lie anymore because we're already just a goddamn joke. You know what I mean? So, what was going on in that vine? You were just...
If I fucking knew, I'd tell you.
I was going to say, you looked three sheets, bro. You looked bombed.
The dead eyes. I was... What? That was
that vine was so perfectly short. Like, I have no clue what was going on, and imagination can run wild on that one because there was no evidence, no hints of what was really happening there.
No, there weren't. And I don't know. I wasn't sexually assaulting a girl. I know that.
Not a good look, Fights.
No, that was. I don't even think he was talking about
Newport for the rest of the summer that says not a good look, Fights.
That couldn't have been what he was talking about, though. I think that's just what it looks like he was talking about. because, like, he must have been following me for a while, because, like, I was walking with that girl. It wasn't a random girl I saw and just captured in a corner. I was, like, walking home with that girl, and I imagined we were doing, like, hanky-panky in the street. I don't know. And maybe that's what he meant. Like, PDA in the street was a bad look. But, like, it wasn't, like, a random girl I just fucking captured in a corner.
So she, I mean, it was fast enough that she didn't really get exposed, or whatever you want to call it, right?
She got exposed.
Oh, no.
But, like, anyone who knows her, she texted me, like, later that night that, like, her phone had been blowing up all day. So it was like if you knew that girl, you knew who she was.
So, you know, that's ladies, that's what you get with fights. You know, you hang out and all of a sudden you get posterized. That's got to be really good for your chances out there, fights.
Yeah, I know. I was like, I wish David Ben, like, that's something that has to get posted. But it's also something where it's like,
well, no. Let's clarify. That's something that Dave posts every time. I think the rest of us would maybe think twice about it.
Yeah. That's something that doesn't have to get posted. That's something that just did because he thought it was funny.
So, Dana, are you nervous about anything like that happening? Like, so you said you were kind of, like, more cautious about what you tweet. Are you ever thinking now, out of the bar, maybe I shouldn't do this or that or the other thing?
Oh, for sure.
What does that mean?
Definitely. I mean, definitely back at school, because I just, like, there's this one bar that we all go to, and it's, like, we call it the black hole.
Oh, boy.
It's, like, we walk in, and we're, that's it. You don't remember anything that happened in there. Like, that's it.
I mean, you realize that you go to UMass, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, you have no shot of, pretty much at any school, you wouldn't have a shot. But at UMass, you have no shot of going under the radar anymore.
Oh, yeah. And people go to, like, the same five bars every night. Like, there's, like, a... It's not a big... Yep. There's not a lot of bars to spread yourself out at.
Oh, spread yourself out at. All right, that's an interesting choice of words there.
That was a weird way to put it.
Dana will no longer be spreading herself out at the bar, guys. Unfortunately, those days are over. Yeah, I mean, that, you know, we all have to worry about that. You have to worry about that times a million. So have fun with that one. That's going
to fall. Yeah, something to look forward to, I guess.
Yeah. All right, here's a quick, simple question that is... burns through every man's mind. We all want the answer. Maybe you can help us out.
Okay.
Hey, it's B-Mac. I have a question. I guess this pertains to Dana more. How come girls can't decide what they want to eat?
Short and sweet. How come you can't decide what you want to eat? How come it is a fucking production every time to decide what restaurant or what you're ordering from or where you want to eat? How come it's an issue every time, Dana?
So it's where you want to eat, not what you specifically want to eat?
Everything.
Is that it?
Everything. It's both. It's like, okay, Dana, what restaurant do you want to go to? I don't fucking know. It's a whole production. Then you get to the restaurant. What do you want to eat? You're scanning the menu the whole time. It's just the whole production with the food, Dana.
Okay, I will say I am that person that, like, is like, I don't know where I want to go. But
yeah, because you're a girl. It's not just you. It's your entire gender.
But when I get there, I definitely know what I want to eat. I'm in the mood for something, I'm going to get something like that. It's like, if I'm going out to eat, I'm going out to eat for something probably, not just to go out to eat.
Gotcha. So you'll...
So I know what I'm going to get when I get there.
So you'll be a pain in the ass about the restaurant, but once you're there, you're good to go.
For sure.
So why are you a pain in the ass about the restaurant?
It's just because for me, it's because I hate making decisions. I hate it. And I know that if I don't, someone else will.
I feel like that's not you, Kevin. I feel like that's everybody.
What? Not wanting to make decisions?
I'll be the last person to order, and I'll never pick the restaurant.
I will never pick the restaurant if it's like a group thing and I have to worry about, like, if everyone's going to like it. If it's like me and my wife and she's sitting there like, I don't know, should we go here, should we go there? Eventually I'm just like, fuck it, we're going to go to Panera. We're just going to Panera. That's it. That's the answer.
It's,
you know what I mean?
It's definitely different with a girlfriend or a wife or whatever. Yeah. But with friends, I'm always like, nah, you choose. I don't give a fuck.
I don't ever want to make decisions about anything. Anything that could potentially come back to me, like to bother me, someone could be a pain in the ass towards me, I don't ever want to make the decisions. But when it comes to a girl situation, I feel like guys are always like, the girl, you won't make the decision, but then the decision the guy makes, you don't like. It's like a rock and hard place.
Well, that's if I feel that strongly about it, I'll make a decision. if I like, right. if I really want to go get seafood or something, I'm not gonna say I really want seafood. You pick the restaurant. I'm gonna know where I want to go.
Are you a seafood girl?
Yeah, I like seafood. I mean, I work at a seafood restaurant.
Put it this way, like a dream date for you. Where's a guy taking you?
A dream date?
Yeah, like a dream meal.
A dream you're doing date like, to a restaurant?
You doing like surf and turf, or you doing like, you know, burgers and quesadillas?
Oh, probably burgers.
Yeah, burgers, see? You were all like, what kind of question is this? And then I say burgers, and you practically start drooling. So
yeah.
Take it easy.
I thought about it more.
Yeah, all right. She's a burgers girl. I like that. That's good. Let's talk about dating bloggers, because that's the only reason you would ever work here, right?
True.
What's up, guys and girl? Dana, this is a voicemail submission for the show that you're doing, KFC Radio. I know I'm a guy, so I'm going to get the last line, but I think you might enjoy this question. So basically, it's kind of like a Would You Rather or, you know, MFK format a little bit. If you had to bring one blogger, Marshall, New York, Chicago, Boston, doesn't matter which one, any of the big bloggers, home to your parents for a dinner with the Dana family, and pretend that they were your boyfriend and you were introducing them for the first time. And obviously the family doesn't know that they're a blogger. They don't know who they are. So you have to bring them, you know, for a dinner and basically have them give a first impression. And they have to be themselves. So if it's Prez, he's going to be a huge asshole. If it's Big Cat, he's going to be morbidly obese. If it's KFC, he's going to be racist as fuck, whatever. Who would it be and why?
You got to take one of the bloggers home to meet your parents. Sit down, dinner with the family, the whole nine. Who are you taking? Actually, we'll
anybody?
Start. Huh?
Anybody or just one, like, it was, he said Big Cat, you, and Prez, right? Or
no, any blogger you want, whoever you want. I guess it depends on what you want to, you know, are you trying to pick, like, the nicest guy of the bunch? Are you trying to pick the quietest?
Who is the nicest guy of the bunch?
I'm just saying...
Milmore.
Yeah, like Milmore. Milmore doesn't count. Milmore is forever banned from KFC Radio Answers because he's just like the nicest kid in the whole world. So Milmore's out.
What if that was my answer?
Well, now you have to come up with a fucking second answer, Dana. I make the rules here, okay? It's not Dana Radio. It's KFC Radio. Milmore's out. Second choice. Who you taking home to mom and dad?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, God. That face was so, like, horrific. Like, this is, it's like grossing you out to even think about anybody meeting your parents, huh?
Well, I mean, it helps the fact that they don't know who you are. If they had no idea who you were.
That helps. For sure.
Yeah, it definitely does. After dinner, when they Google us, it'll be awkward, but the first dinner will be fine.
Who are you ruling out right away?
Who am I ruling out right away?
Yeah, like, who's your, like, absolute non-avenue?
Dave?
It's gotta be Dave, right?
Yeah.
Imagine, for so many reasons, but imagine Dana bringing home 40-year-old Dave to meet the parents for dinner. Oh my God, that would be the worst thing ever.
That would be so awkward, so terrible. I would never do that to myself and my parents.
Fights. What about fights? Taking fights home?
Sure.
I think fights would be a perfect gentleman.
Yeah.
Here's the difference. There are certain guys at Barstool, you don't have to worry about them, like, in front of your parents. Fights is one of them. If they knew who he was, though, it's probably problematic.
I have, like, a great mask. Like, I can cover it up. I can go from blogger to distinguished gentleman pretty easily.
I can definitely see that.
It's a good transition.
Feidelberg would be the guy, like, first of all, we all know he dressed the part. He'd probably put on one of your dresses, Dana, and he would show up with, like, flowers, and he would, like, he would make an effort, for sure. It would just be about whether or not your parents knew, you know, the whole Feidelberg.
Yeah, no, it would be one date done, but yeah. It would be, I could handle it for one date.
It's either you or Big Cat, because I think Big Cat's hilarious.
But again, you're realizing he's sitting down with your parents, right? Like, it's, you know, it's...
Yeah.
You think Dan would be good in the parental setting, huh?
I kind of feel like Dan could do that, too.
I feel like Dan is one or the other. I feel like he's either, like, under the table, checking, like, his scores and all the bets he made.
Oh, he'll definitely be doing that.
Yeah.
Picture, picturing him sitting at my dinner table, like, with my family is laugh out loud funny. It is hilarious, but I think it would work.
I think he would enjoy himself. I think he would eat quite a bit. I think he'd be talking about his gambling, and I think, you know, I think, yeah, I think he'd be a wonderful little dinner guest.
Yeah.
So Vites or Big Cat, make your decision.
Feitelberg, probably.
Oh, how about that, Vites?
Do you have an alarm set for right now?
I do.
Vacation life with the 4 o'clock p.m.
The 4 p.m. It was my LeBron nap. Wake up to go to dinner.
Plus, we could do like an Aryan race kind of thing. At dinner table, and parents love that.
He just took it there, huh? Yeah. So maybe you just ruled yourself out real quick.
I was just gonna say, so that's done.
We ever have to worry about that?
My family now.
Yeah, that's off the list. Let's see. What's a good one here?
Hey, what's up, guys? Matt from Boston. So I just graduated college, and I got my first real job a couple weeks ago. So, you know, I've been working. It's going well. And I realized I just have no motivation to go to the gym or eat healthy or anything like that. So I guess my question is it fair to just kind of let myself go and get fat? I mean, I have a hot girlfriend. I honestly don't really care if she thinks I'm fat. But, I mean, is it too early or, you know, should I try to stay healthy? Just want to know your thoughts. Viva.
All right. Wait. Can I interject?
Yeah. Well, that's why you're here.
Please.
Go ahead. Well, before you start, let me just recap in case people couldn't hear. Okay. Dude is just graduated college, on his first, you know, entry-level job. Says he has a hot girlfriend, wants to know if he can just kind of get fat and let himself go, if he has to, you know, can he stop worrying about how he looks? Go ahead, Dana, you had something to say?
He said, I have a hot girlfriend, I don't care if she gets fat.
I thought he said she doesn't care if he gets fat.
No, I heard what Dana heard.
Okay, so he said he doesn't care if his girlfriend.
I don't care if she gets fat, so, like, I can get fat. No, that's not a thing. You care if she gets fat. Once she's fat, you're going to care.
Yeah. I didn't realize he said that. Any guy who says, I don't care if my girlfriend gets fat is absolutely lying.
I remember when I was in college, I was dating this girl, and we was long distance. I hadn't seen her in a while. And then saw her.
Oh no, you're so mean. You like, had a fat girlfriend you got sad, didn't you?
Like she was so small and she was still so small. But like we were having sex and there was just like a roll that wasn't there before. And I was like,
oh, I wish Dana's face is so horrified right now.
And like she was still so small. But it was still like one thing where I was just like, I gotta figure out a way to bring this up and that's gonna fucking. And I did. And it was not a good thing.
Yo,
the story just keeps getting better and better. Wait, you brought it up? Or you like, hey, I noticed a role that when we were having sex and it's...
Well, she threw me a lifeline. She was like, you look like you put on a few pounds. And I was like, funny you say that. And it didn't go well.
No, you don't say. You gotta be kidding me, John. You told your girlfriend she was fucking fat and it didn't go well.
I put on some weight. So did you. What a coincidence.
Holy shit, John. Now, in your head, you had to know that was not going to go well, right? Like, you weren't like, oh, I'm going to tell her, and then she's going to, like, hit the gym.
But there are some things, like, some...
Yeah, you were like, this girl's going to break up with me. Like, that's the end of our relationship once I say this. That's it.
Yeah.
You were like, in your head, you broke up with...
Not every conversation can be a comfortable one, but some of them have to be had. And that one was...
Yo, Dana is so fucking disgusted right now. It's hilarious. The shaking of disapproval in her head is absolutely amazing.
I mean, so you, in your mind, you already broke up with her, right? Because you were like, this isn't going to...
Either this is over and she breaks up with me, which is, again, the goal. Or, not the goal of this conversation, but just the goal of any relationship, get her to dump you.
Right.
And so it's either she dumps me, or she's like, you're right, I need to hit the gym. And so, like, it was kind of a win-win when you really think about it. Like, you have to have that initial fight, but it's just like a Band-Aid. Like, you take it off real quick, and that was that.
And what happened?
That's a story for another day, Dana.
She didn't break up with you?
You can't tease us like that, Fights.
Yeah, what? What happened?
No, it was, again, it was in my mind. It was a win-win before we went into it. Didn't end up that way. Ended up, like, with her friends calling me and, like, screaming at me that I was an asshole and, like, she's going to become anorexic, and that was the whole thing. So I dated her for, like, another year to felt bad.
Did she get skinnier at all, or was she just, like, still fat?
What's that?
Did she get skinnier at all? Did she actually lose weight, or is she just, like...
Yeah, it never was an issue again.
All right.
Oh, my God.
I guess you won.
In a sick and twisted way, yeah, I did. I did.
Yeah, you were the real winner, John. You're an absolute winner. making
some
girls
stories
uncomfortable.
You're never gonna tell.
So I forget the question. He's asking if it's okay if he gets fat, right?
Yeah,
he wants to
get
fat.
To get back on track, that was the question. I think more specifically, he said, "Is it too early?" And I think the answer is yes.
Yes.
Like, just out of college, first job. To be honest, you're probably not going to be with this girl much longer.
If you like decide this girl's the one or whatever, and then you get fat, and then you break up, which will probably happen, then you're just fat and single.
Exactly. You can't be fat and single when you're like 23, 22,
yeah.
You know what I mean? The other day I said to Kate Marco,
24
well,
you
saying,
definitely can.
Kate Marco said to me the other day, and it was the most depressing yet most, like, liberating thing of my life. Because I was like, oh, man, I fucking ate like a monster over vacation. Like, I got to, like, get it under control. And he was like, why, dude? He's like, you're 30. You're married. It's over. She doesn't care. What do you care? I was like, well, that's incredibly depressing. But you know what? You're kind of right, dude. So I just, like, went and had a fucking...
She legally can't care.
Yeah. He almost made me feel bad for caring about how I looked to the point that I was like, you know what? You're right. Give me a fucking donut. It's ridiculous that I even care. So
that mindset kind of is like really sad.
Yeah.
It's like,
oh, it's so
kind
sad.
Of sucks. I never want to think that way. I never want to be like, it's time to let myself.
21 go. Wet behind the ears.
I was gonna say,
you'll
know what? I
way.
Feel like Billy
I mean,
Madison.
No,
I want
to
grab your head and be like,
I hate eating salads. I hate it. I don't like it. But I do it. And
yeah. And one day you'll think, what the fuck have I been doing this for?
To like
you'll
look nice.
Yeah, and one day you'll think, what the fuck have I been doing that for?
Touché.
Yeah, so, I mean, there's a time and a place to kind of give up on life. Fights, agreed? Like,
yeah, wait till the end of summer in this fucking office. You'll want to give up on life. Sitting in the front with the lights out, no one talking.
Hey,
yeah, you'll go
Dana,
crazy.
Let me ask you this. Have you ever looked at, like, the before and afters of all of us? Like, when we first started at Barstool? And then, like, a couple years in, how we look?
No, I'm scared too.
Okay, then never mind. Don't do that.
I just imagine you just all got better, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's not...
No,
just,
you literally see the life sucked out of our eyes.
It's fatter is, like, the least of my worries. It's like, I used to have, like nice, happy eyes. And now I'm, like, fucking miserable, Dana. I'm telling you, be careful, girl. This could be you. All, you know, you come in here, that smile, your white teeth, your blonde hair. You could look like a meth head in like 2 years. Watch out.
It's honestly the truest and saddest thing ever.
That's so sad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know
like,
what's
it's
even
gone.
Sadder? What's sadder is that you willingly are choosing to like be with us. You're crazy.
Yeah. I mean, I guess I am rethinking this entire thing sitting here with you guys now.
Yeah, you should have run this one.
You know what?
Us.
This is like scared straight. This is
I should have done this like my first day, maybe. not 3 weeks in, 4 weeks in.
Let's talk about some crazy girl behavior. Fights will have plenty to offer on that. Maybe Dana does too.
I think what I just did though is I kind of offered a little insight into why I have crazy girlfriends, and it's. Because I drive them that way.
Oh yeah, it's not
you
like
them
it's not their fault.
Questions like, where did your fat roll come from?
I didn't. I never asked that. All I said was funny. You should say that.
wait. Let's go back through this one more time. She says you put. First of all, that's fucked up on her part that
she
dropped
the
it
door.
On you.
She opened the door. I didn't.
Yeah. So that's fucked up. Dana agreed. Would you ever say that to a guy?
Yeah.
So, in a way, if if you open that door, you kind of deserve it.
Right.
I'm on Team Feidelberg on this one.
Yeah. And it was before I was, like, truly fat, too. Like, it was, like, when I was still, like, working out. So I was very offended. And I was, like, I just snapped back. I was, like, funny you say that. And
yeah.
And then I saw it in her eyes at the rate. You just, like a cartoon. Like, I saw the eyes just go on fire.
Smoke coming out of her ears.
Oh, fuck. Here
yeah.
It is.
Okay, I can see that. Because right. Only because she said it first, though, I can see that.
Like, if a girl said it to me now, I go, yeah. I wouldn't care anymore because, again, we've given up. It's over.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But at that point, it was still something I was trying for. So I was
yeah.
I was very upset to hear that. And I got mad, and then she got way madder.
Yeah.
Fights, what about, like, if a chick told you now, like, you're a bad dresser? Would that sting, right?
Yeah.
I feel like you can be called fat and ugly. I feel like if a chick said, like, you have bad hair or bad clothes, you would
well,
probably...
Well, because every single day people tell me I'm fat and I'm ugly. Like, every single day that happens. Multiple times. Like, hundreds of times, even, if we want to get down to bare bones.
Yeah.
Hundreds of times a day. So that's the... What's that?
You're so numb to it that it doesn't even mean anything anymore.
Exactly. It means... Those words mean nothing to me anymore.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
No one ever says, like, you're dressed... like you're like shit. Except... People who I just click on their picture and I go, okay, he doesn't know what he's talking about. Next.
Crazy girl talk.
What's up, gentlemen and lady? So, I've been waiting to call this one in for a little while, but figured it'd be the perfect time since it's ladies' night here. My boy, he's been dating this girl for about 5 years, and she's crazy. Crazy enough to the point where last summer, she bought a fake engagement ring and wore it around to see if anybody would notice. Fast forward to this year, he's moving in, or he finally moved in with her. So I guess the question is, to Dana, how crazy is this to a girl on a scale of 1 to 10? Let me know. Thanks.
Dana's face, once again, is absolutely... terrified. Fights is not even fazed by crazy girl stories anymore. So scale of 1 to 10, Dana, wearing around a fake engagement ring.
10 plus.
I mean, that's off the fucking charts.
And her boyfriend was like, this is okay. She wears that to play make-believe, but it's okay. Let's move in together.
And yeah, that
what?
Is the only thing crazier than wearing the fake ring is being the boyfriend that is okay with that. That's
like,
the biggest red flag I've ever seen in my life is a girl just showing up. Imagine you're just out at the bar and your girlfriend meets you and she's just wearing a fucking engagement ring, pretending that you got engaged.
That is incredible. I wish she wore a hidden camera so you could see people's expressions when they were together and they're like, oh, you're engaged? And she's like, nah, I just wear this.
Just practicing. Just make believe.
I just wear it because I like to pretend we are, but we're not.
That is... so spectacularly fucked up that it's something that a Feidelberg girl would do. I bet this has happened to you, hasn't it, John?
No.
Damn it. So often John will be like, actually, I once dated a girl who did this. I was hoping for it on this one.
No, this one never happened. I gotta be honest. I kind of like my reputation as the guy who's into crazy girls because it sends them my way. This one, I have to draw the line.
Run for the hills, man.
I have to draw the line. I have to say no. You can't. A part of my brain is definitely thinking about she's a dynamo in the sack.
Oh, yeah. Absolute dragon.
So sure. Much self-loathing. It's crazy. But I got to say no. I don't know. Fuck it. I might.
Wait a minute. No. No, listen. There's no way you would, as a boyfriend, be okay with that. There's no way you would end up moving in with that girl. I don't care how crazy, how much you love crazy. John, come on, John. Don't say it.
No, I'm not saying I'd outright be okay with it.
You are so fucked up in the head. They're gonna write a book about you, man.
This is something that you could get used to. You could get used to that and
the
like.
The only person I'd have a hard time explaining it to is my dad.
Your mom?
Your mom?
Your mom would be cool with this?
Hey, Mom, that engagement ring's not real. She just wears it because she likes it.
The weird thing is, like, my parents...
She likes to pretend we're engaged. Isn't that funny? Isn't that cute? What?
Isn't she so cute, Mom? Isn't she just a doll?
But my parents even know what's wrong with me. Like, they know it. So they might get it.
Sad. This is like...
I remember my dad once told me when I was dating a girl, he's like, yeah, have your fun, man. But if she's cooking rabbits on the stove, call me immediately. And he'd only met her twice. And he could already tell, like, that's from Fatal Attraction.
Got it.
She breaks into Michael Douglas' house and she's just cooking rabbits on the stove, cooking his pet rabbit on the stove. And he'd only met her twice. And I dated her for like another year after that. And he was just every time he was like,
dude,
he was gonna honestly be careful.
Papa Feidelberg has probably gone through his crazy. You know, his fair share of crazy. That's why you have that gene. It's like Teen Wolf. You know when Michael J. Fox's dad was Teen Wolf as well? That's the same thing with Crazy Girls and you. So he knew. He knew you had some of that in you.
Look, I'm not co-signing this. I'm not saying I do it. But it's like the Chris Rock thing, but I understand.
I don't think I understand it.
I don't understand one bit.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
See, because you haven't stepped in crazy. If you'd stepped in a little crazy, you'd understand.
That seems like so much work.
Yeah.
No, because it's just like getting called fat all the time. You tone it out. Your friends are the ones who hate it. You kind of just like, it's just white noise to you at that
point. Okay. You're saying...
That's insane.
By the way, I mean, Dana's face through this whole thing is so perfect. She's so confused. So am I. You're saying that, okay, you're at the bar with all your buddies. Crazy girl shows up with the fake ring. Everybody's kind of like, what the fuck's going on? And you would just be like sitting there drinking your beer, just like...
You lean back and just go... You give all your friends the Krasinski face while she's talking to you. It's like...
She's wearing an engagement ring. You're just like...
Yo.
I don't know.
And then they just stare at you because they're pissed because they're annoying. She's annoying them because she's annoying and crazy. And you just kind of like...
Yo, it's a miracle you have any friends. I can't believe... Just like the dude in this story who ended up moving in with her, you are crazier than the girl who's doing the fake ring.
Yeah.
You just put up with that.
For sure.
I'm not normal.
No, you're definitely not normal.
I admit that.
Are you old enough that chicks are... I guess you're not quite there yet. Are girls getting like crazy for rings yet? Like your buddy's girlfriends and shit like that?
Not the ones I hang out with,
yeah,
no.
That's good.
Dan, I don't know one girl who's like baby hungry or anything like that.
Dana's way too young for that.
Every girl in my town has like a kid.
Oh, really?
They skip the ring part and they just have kids.
Okay. What town are you from?
Whitman.
So is that like a little, like you're saying, it's like a little,
it's like trashy,
a little like trashy. It's, yeah.
Oh yeah.
I don't know. I wasn't saying that definitively because I don't know, but I was just finishing your sentence for you.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. It's like the town's like 5 square miles. It's the tiniest town. They just like, I don't know.
Everyone just fucks each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Has kids.
Just a whole bunch of unprotected sex till we have kids.
Yeah, apparently.
I see girls who go absolutely cuckoo over rings, like out of their minds. That this is even crazy for that. Like I feel like I've seen it all and heard it all with girls going nuts demanding rings, but the whole idea of wearing a fake one, it's just next level crazy. It's legendary crazy.
But you would tell, at least you'd tell them it's a joke.
But nobody would understand it.
You would say
it's a joke, but that means nothing, because what do you mean? It's not funny. That's not a joke.
Yes, exactly. She's 100% right. It's like if you're doing something that's not a joke at all, and no one's really laughing, you can't just be like, it's a joke.
Like, it's a joke, tell me the punchline, where is it? That's fake? That's not funny. You're crazy.
And fights love this.
It's crazy, yeah. I wouldn't do it, but I understand.
We'll do a couple more voicemails before we do that. If anybody's out there looking to make a little bit of extra money the way Dana was, they don't want to do waitressing, they can't work for Barstool as an intern, but you still want to make some cash, why don't you become an Uber driver? It's a really cool opportunity. You got a smartphone, you got a license, you got a car, and you can begin making money right now just driving drunk people around and dropping them off at their destinations. You're your own boss. You make your own hours. You can apply online at home. There's no sort of interview process or anything like that. So like I said, you got a car, you got a license. Put them both to work. Start earning serious life-changing money today. Sign up to Drive with Uber. Visit drivewithuber.com. That's Drive with U-B-E-R, drivewithuber.com. Let me find a good one here. First dates.
Question for intern Dana. Two-part question. Are you putting out on the first date if it goes well? And if so, how far are you going on a first date? Viva.
So I'm going to modify this question a little bit. What? Let's say putting out on the first date, putting out on the 10th date. What are you more like, Dana?
I think the circumstances depend, I guess.
What she said earlier about being very careful about how she answers things from now on, she's already putting it into use here.
Wait, I'm sorry, I missed the question. What was it?
I asked her more. What more describes Dana? Putting out on the first date or putting out on the 10th date? You like that one, Bites?
It's a funny question.
One scenario, you're kind of, you know, you're going a little bit fast. Another scenario, you're pretty fucking boring and slow. So where's Dana falling on the spectrum?
How many dates have I been on recently before that? That's like how it, I guess.
Oh, really? So let's say you've been on a bunch right before.
Oh, then probably like a couple dates. Definitely not 10. And then if I didn't like them, then it probably wouldn't last more than one date. So,
good answer. I like that.
You tiptoed around that one well.
Yeah, you gave an answer without, you know, incriminating yourself, and you danced around it very well. You're learning. Good job. Another question for you, because I feel like your first blog really that was a hit was the New York Times saying granny panties are now in. Yes. You were adamantly against that. Thank you very much.
Yeah,
that's, I feel like all girls need to appreciate that.
Oh, but, yeah, someone put in the editor's note that boy shorts, those are for sleeping.
Yeah, Dave's big on boy shorts, and he always looks.
Those aren't for everyday wear, because once again, I wouldn't be able to fit them in my pants. That's too much material.
All right, so boy shorts for sleeping, thongs for everyday use. Going to give you a KFC Would You Rather, KFC Radio Would You Rather.
Sure. Because
we never really had, you know, a chick member. So, for the girl version, for the rest of your life, ugly granny panties or ugly, like, flat shoes?
Flat shoes.
Let's say, not even flat shoes, let's say, like, you got to wear, like, sneakers. So, you're wearing, like, a fancy dress, you're going out to, like, a nice date. You're wearing,
God, that would look ridiculous.
You're wearing straight up sneakers, or I'm talking like bloomers, like big, thick, like girdle, like lady underwear.
Both would be extremely uncomfortable.
Yeah. Well. Okay.
Sneakers can be uncomfortable wearing, but like uncomfortable to look at. Like, what is that girl wearing? Why is she wearing a dress? And
right. So you'd be out in public, and you'd be like the weirdo in like Nike sneakers while you're all dressed up, or when it comes time to, like, you know, sexy time, you're gonna look like a fucking clown. And like you said, you're worried about fitting boy shorts under your pants. Imagine you're wearing, like,
this is such an easy one for me.
Well, because you don't wear dresses, I don't think.
Yeah, that's why I would choose the granny panties, because once a guy gets to that point, it's not, I don't care. There's, if I ever took a girl home and found out she was in, like, her pants already have to be off for me to realize she's in granny panties. True. And at that point, I don't give a fuck.
Right.
Yeah, I guess I'm hoping that everything else will make up for the, like, the weird underwear choice. you know what I mean? Like, I wouldn't need, like.
So, but no, but
you
can't.
I think that I don't need to be wearing, like sexy underwear for it to turn a guy on. I'd like to think that.
Yeah, but you're worried about putting your pants over boy shorts. You wouldn't even be able to wear normal pants with these giant, clunky, like, diaper granny pants.
Well, they're just regular tidy granny panties, right? Like, she gets to wear her size. She doesn't have to wear a fat woman's size, right?
No, but they're I'm envisioning, like,
you can't invent new underpants.
Yeah.
Maybe it's something really cool I've never even heard of yet, man. All right,
like,
fine.
Practically, that would never work in my situation, that would never work. I could never actually wear those with wearing pants. But I would rather, if it would work, I would rather do the granny panties, I guess.
All right, so final answer. Dana's going a lifetime of granny panties over a lifetime of sneakers.
Yeah.
Good shit. All right. Yeah, all right. Listen, we're going to wrap it up on that note. There's no topping that. So, intern Dana, thank you very much for coming on. Ladies, maybe step it up next time for your girl Dana. Throw her a bone and actually ask her some questions. Call in. Everybody's a bunch of haters, a bunch of jealous, bitter chickens. So,
what are they, Dana?
What?
Hmm?
What are they?
No, they're just scared.
They're basic bitches.
They're basic, calling all the basic bitches. Yeah, I mean they proved Dana right. They're all fucking basic bitches. So that's it for KFC Radio, quote unquote, ladies' night. Intern Dana's first appearance. Thank you very much. And
thank you.
If you ever are crazy enough to want to come back on, you can certainly do that.
For sure, I'd love to come back.
All right, cool. Later. Whatever it
is. Is this Barstool?
BarstoolSports.com. Is that right? BarstoolSports.com.
It's your boy KFC.
Become kind of a craze. Become kind of a craze.
Your boy Big Cat.
Kind of a craze. Kind of a craze.
And your boy Feidelberg.
So go to BarstoolSports.com. If you do, God bless you.
You listen to KFC Radio.